It's not my style to stand behind this podium and speak to you. No es mi modo hablar a ustedes de este lugar. But today I stand before you. Estoy de pie antes de ustedes hoy. No como maestro ni sabio. I don't stand before you as a teacher today or as someone who has extraordinary wisdom. But I want to offer you, te voy a ofrecer una línea de epístola. I'm going to speak to you about a line from the epistle que nos aplica bastante, and I think it applies to us. Que no hay divisiones entre ustedes. Don't let there be divisions among you. Por he sabido de la familia de Chloe que hay discordias entre ustedes. I have heard from Chloe's family that there are dissensions among you. Y a mí me parece que aplica esta línea a nuestra parroquia, nuestra comunidad, en nuestra nación. And from my standpoint, my point of view, that applies to us as a parish in the community of Waterbury and also as a nation. I have heard that there is discord among you. Yo he oído que hay discordias entre ustedes. Créalo, and I believe it. I believe it a lot. Entonces le invito a oírme unas líneas. Yo he escrito anoche. And so I invite you, if you will, just to take a moment to be still. You may want to close your eyes. As I share with you some words that came to me yesterday. Mary and yo visitemos a Hartford para un performance teatrico. Mary and I went to a play yesterday. Pero es a capítulo, bien cerca. Fue una demostración de 10,000. It was a demonstration of 10,000 people right across the street from the Bushnell, where this play that we were going to see. ¿Y por qué hemos llegado un poco temprano? Visitemos a la demostración. Because we had came to the play a little bit early, we went across the street and mingled among the people who were demonstrating. And shortly after, the following words came to me. De primero voy a leer en inglés y después en español. It's about faith and it's about vision. Faith is a foundation. Vision is what we're building. Faith is the beginning of your journey. Vision describes your destination. Faith says you're here for a reason. Vision is the reason you're here. Faith brings people to the church. Vision brings the church to people. Faith and vision support each other. They inform each other and they sustain each other. As persons, as a parish, and a nation, we will need both to reach our goals. In this last sad chapter of our common life as a country, faith in vision have needlessly been put into conflict and called into question. Many of our people are anxious for us to return to some presumably more pristine time in our past, while many people are anxious for us to move forward to complete the promise for the future. We must avoid being drawn into this puzzling and paralyzing debate. Instead, let us focus on our faith and our vision. We're going to need both of them. Faith can explain how we got here. And vision can explain where we go from here as individuals and as a society. May our loving, wise, and compassionate God guide our footsteps. Amen. Now, allowing time for the English-speaking community to reflect on what you just heard, allow me to speak to the Spanish community. La fe es un fundamento. La visión es lo que estamos construyendo. La fe es el comienzo de nuestro viaje, pero visión define nuestro destino. La fe explica que estamos aquí por una razón, un propósito. Visión es la razón que explica que estamos aquí. La fe lleva a la gente a la iglesia, pero visión trae la iglesia al pueblo. La fe y la visión se apoyan mutuamente, se informan mutuamente y se sostienen mutuamente. Como personas, como parroquia, como nación, necesitaremos ambos para alcanzar nuestros objetivos. En este último tristeza capítulo de nuestra vida común, como un país, la fe y la visión habían puesto en conflicto, sin necesidad, en conflicto y en cuestión. Muchas personas tienen mucha ansiedad de que podemos volver a un tiempo presumiblemente más pristino en nuestro pasado. Pero muchas personas están ansiosas por nosotros que alcancemos y completemos la promesa del futuro. Debemos evitar estar involucrado en este debate desconcertante y paralizante. En lugar, enfoquémonos en nuestra fe y en nuestra visión. La fe puede explicar cómo lleguemos aquí. La visión puede explicar a nosotros dónde vamos desde aquí, como individuos, como una sociedad. Y que un amante sabio, compasivo Dios guíe nuestros pasos, ahora y en adelante. Amén.